Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. So I'll just share a few thoughts on this complicated sugya. We spent some time on it at the end of the Zman, and I don't know if most of you heard, we ended up with a Tzarech Iyun. We asked a very very powerful question, and we hope Ezra Hashem, maybe we could a little attempt at maybe giving some clarity. I'm not sure it's a full answer, it's a partial answer, but some clarity perhaps we'll get. So the halacha is in the Torah, Mechaber, in Or HaChaim Tov Lamed Zayin, Beis, the halacha is Asocher Bayis Mechavero B'Yud Dalet. If a person rents a house from his friend, a Jewish person, he rented it from a religious Jew, So the halacha is that if you rented the house on the 14th, and I saw some Pirushim explain, it's not just the 14th, it's also, I should speak louder? Oh, a mic has to hear me. Okay, I'll speak louder. It's been a whole zman of speaking hard. Okay, I'll speak louder. Could you hear me back there? Yeah, he says he can hear me. All right. So this halacha that the Mechaber says about renting a house on the 14th, I saw some Mefarshim explain, it's not just the 14th, it's any time post the night of Bedikas Chametz. In other words, if you rent a house on Chol HaMoed, which some people do, you go to rent out a place for Chol HaMoed, fine. So a person rents out a house, Shoalo Imhu Be'ir, the owner of the house is in the city, Shoalo, he has to go over to him and ask him, in Budko, did you do a Bedika? Yes or no? Then Eino Be'ir, if he's not in the city, the guy went to Eretz Yisrael. He rented out his house. You rented it from him. You didn't take rental till Erev Yontif. Then Eino Be'ir, and you can't get a hold of him, can't get his phone, whatever. Cheskoso Budok. The halacha is, this is a big bachokas, we saw in the Gemara, the chazaka is that it's Budok, it was checked, umavata bliba v'dayo, it's good enough. In other words, midra abono on this halacha, you have to do bedikas chametz the night of the 14th. You can be sure the guy did it. It's a chazaka. He's a frum Jew. He did it. Don't worry about it. Be mavata bliba v'dayo. The Magen Avram, many mepharshim, but the Magen Avram right here off in Art, the Magen Avram asks, what is this that you have to ask? Why are you asking? We know a halacha that somebody called you go bust a chazaka. Here it happens to be it's not a chazaka, as the Mefarshim explained. This is really a rove. Rove people. Thank you. Rove people. Rove people will check on the night of the 14th. So therefore, you have a rove. There's a pasuk in the Torah, Acherav Lahatos. We follow a rove. If there's a rove, what's the problem? I rented the house, Erev Yontif. The guys are from Jew. You have a shaila. Do you do bedika? Well, we know the Gemara says most from Jews do bedikas on the houses that they own the night before. So he did a bedika. What's the problem? Halacha is no. You have to ask him. If he's around, go find him and ask him. It's a headache. It's a hassle. I got to go look for him. I got to go find him. Who needs that? Just go bust the road. That's the Magen Avram's kasha. The Magen Avram answers. He says, oh, and well, not only that, the Magen Avram brings a raya from another case that's very similar. The case is, it's a Gemara Chulin on Membeis Amar Aleph, the Gemara, the Mishnah there. There are 18 different areas of trefos in an animal. In other words, an animal, if you shecht an animal and you find out that there was, let's say, for mushal, a hole in the lung, it's tref, because that means it's a dying animal, it's going to die soon. If it has a hole in the brain, the Mishnah says. There's 18 different places. The halacha is that we have a rove. Rove animals are healthy. Rove animals will not die. Rove animals do not have a hole in the heart. Therefore, the halacha is, when you shecht an animal, you do not have to check to see if the heart has a hole. Don't worry about it. It's good. Why? You have a rove. So the Magen Avraham says, so you see from there, that even though it's efshel levara, it's right here. Here's the animal. Take out the heart. You're cutting up the animal anyway. take out the heart, check the heart if there's a hole. If there's a hole, it's going to be treif. If there's no hole, it's good. Halacha is not that way. Halacha is you go bust a rove, because rove animals are healthy. They don't have hearts. They don't have holes in their heart. So says the Magen Avraham. So what's the difference between these two cases? How come when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, you have to go ask the guy? And how come you can't rely on the rove? The Magen Avraham gives an answer, which I believe is a major chiddush in Hilchas Rove. The Magen Avraham answers, he says like this. He says, the Hassam over there, over there by, let's say, for example, the heart. The case with the heart. Is there a hole in his heart? Over there, there's no cheskas treifos. There's never a chazaka that was treif. There was no status. In other words, it's a subject. We're not sure. Yes or no. Maybe it has a hole, maybe it doesn't. Abahacha. Kol hashana hoyim v'cheskas chametz v'cheskas boduk atubah lahotzi v'cheskas chametz lo samchino l'lechatkilo. Over here, it's different. Over here, you're dealing with a house. A house, he says, has a cheskas chametz. A whole year, you eat chametz there. And it's a cheskas that you didn't do bedinka until the night. So if that's the case, you're using a rove to change a status. For a rove to change a status, says the Magen Avraham, that you can't do l'chatkilo. So you got to find out. But the other, if you can't find out, you can rely on the rove. L'chor, it's a major chiddush in Hilchas Rove, because that means we know ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, right? A rove beats a chazaka. But he's telling us here, a rove beats a chazaka only l'chatkila. I'm sorry, only with the other. L'chatkila, the rove is going to lose. But l'chatkila, you got to go find out. You got to be mevara. It's a major chiddush. That's what he's saying, shat in l'chav. Now, the Chassam Sofer, I think you guys have on the sheets, right? Mm-hmm. Chassam Sofer over here. Chassam Sofer makes a very, very simple little observation. Chassam Sofer says that this Magen Avraham that makes this chiluk is arguing with the Ran. The Ran and Chulin, over there, the Ran has a similar, he has the same kasha. How come there are certain things you have to check? For example, we use the case of a heart. A hole in the heart. A hole in the heart for an animal, you don't have to check. But when it comes to a hole in the rea, in the lung, there you have to check. What do you mean? There's a rove on the lungs also. That's basically the Ran's kasha. He brings out a few cases. So the Ran answers, says the Chassam Sofer says, the tzarech l'sho'alo, over there by the rea, by the lung, you have to ask why. Mishum miyut hamatsui. Because that miyut is more shchiach. The lashon of the Ran is more shchiach. It's more chances that it's going to be. Just for argument's sake, and for our discussion, let's give it numbers. Miyut hamatzoi means a larger minority. Call it 30%. There's a 30% chance that when you shecht an animal, inside an animal, the lung is going to have a hole. 30% chance. A hole in the heart, that's a 5% chance. That's a small miyut. So the Ran makes a chiluk. You want to know why do you check the lung and you don't check the heart? The answer is, when it comes to the lung, it's a more possibility. It's a 30% chance. 30% chance. Okay, you got to check. When it comes to the heart, it's a small percent, 5% chance, you don't have to check. That's the Ran's chiluk. So the Chassam Sofer points out that this distinction that the Magen Avraham is making between the case and its mashma from that Ran, if you look at the Ran, smashing from there, he's including the case of chametz, of bedikas chametz. So it comes out, says the Chassam Sofer, that the Magen Avraham is disagreeing with the Ran. The Magen Avraham is making a different distinction. He's saying, no, it's a halacha in Rove. Rove only works b'di'eved, not l'chadchilo. However, the Ran makes a different chiluk. This is Chassam Sofer's point. He ends up saying, he's not asking as a kasha. I guess it is a little bit of a kasha, but the low come Magen Avraham Khan. He says it's not like the Magen Avraham. Fine. We pointed out something very interesting. The Beis Yosef, as you see over here, the large one on top, Beis Yosef asks a very similar question. He asks the same kasha. The Imtoma, we'll read the Beis Yosef, it's the last four lines there. The Imtoma ki ise lamaske kamon. We just said the halach is the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say, if the owner of the house is there, you have to ask him. Says the Beis Yosef, Amai Shalinu Lei. Why do you have to ask him? For lo samchir na chazaka. Rely on the chazaka. Maishna be behema. Why is this any different than an animal? These that come on is right here in front of us. Afilahachi, right? You check the animal. Afilahachi, lo vakinele bakula trefos. We don't check all the other trefos. So there are 18 trefos, the Mishnah says. Well, it's really a Bryce in the Mishnah. There are 18 trefos. 17 of them we don't have to check. One of them we do the Reya. So, but the Mishosim is pointing out the 17 that are in front of us, you don't have to check. El makmino la chazaka. You put on the chazaka. If you put down on the chazaka, without asking, without looking, without being mavara, why can't you do the same thing by B'tikas Chomes? That's the Mishosim Kash, a similar Kash like the Magen Aram. And he gives a similar answer. He said, Yishlomar, the shiny behemah. Behemah is different. She becheskes ksheira mishenolda. He uses slightly different words. I think he means the same thing. It was always kosher from the time it was born. Avo bias kol hashana becheskes sheira badaku. In other words, a house has a status, has a chazaka. Because chometz here, it's not checked. If it's not checked, you're telling me, well, maybe he checked last night. Okay, then you have a rov that's telling you that he checked. But it's going against the chazaka. Over here, the case of the trefos, you're not going against the chazaka. So it sounds like the Beis Yosef is saying the same chiddush the Magen Aram is saying, that a rov only works b'diav, not l'chatzilah. So the kash, the problem is, okay, so good. So what's the big deal? You have a chassam sofer, who says? And the Magen Aram is not like the Ran. So say the same thing. The Beis Yosef is not like the Ran. I also have some kashas, the Ran's a Rishon, the Magen Aram's an Achron. Beis Yosef is an Achron, but perhaps he argues with Rishonim sometimes. Okay, whatever, you can make up a piece of Torah. However, there's a much more serious problem, I think. The problem is, the Beis Yosef, in the beginning, not to read the whole thing, but if you go back to the beginning of this piece, Beis Yosef is explaining the source of the Tur's halacha. Where did this halacha come from? That you have to ask the owner, l'chatchila, if it was baduk or not. You know where it comes from? It comes from the Ran. The Ran in Psachim and the Ran in Chulin, they both say, k'di'is shamba, like I wrote over there, it's the same sheet as Aran. So in other words, the Beis Yosef is speaking about the Ran. And he goes along then, and he asks Akasha that the Ran himself answered by giving a different difference. So Chassam Sofer points out, well, yeah, okay, so the Magen Aram disagrees. Shoyach, that's the Magen Aram. He's not in the Ran. The Beis Yosef is in the Ran. He's in the Ran, and he's disagreeing with the Ran. What's pshat? So this is how Tzarech Iyun, that's how he left his mind, right? I guess we can leave this right here also, same thing. No, Tzarech Iyun. Okay, it's a good question. I think it's a good question. So I would like to try to attempt a slight, perhaps to give a little clarity. I'm going to give you a disclaimer right up front. I have, I think, a mahalach. There is a kasha on my mahalach. I think Yesh Li Yashiv the question. So we'll just lay it out there right now so you, no tricks, okay? There is a kasha on what I'm saying. But I think it's Yesh Li Yashiv. I think the answer is like this. Let's first examine, what does the Ran say? The Ran says, if you have a big miut, right? A miut hamatsui, 30%. Oh, there. You can't listen to the rov l'chadkila. L'chadkila, you gotta go be mavara. Small miut, 5%, then go right ahead with the rov. But Achronim ask, that's very nice. But the Torah says, Achiram lahatol. The Torah says you go by rov. Who cares if it's a 70% rov, it's a 95% rov? What difference does it make? A rov is a rov. A rov means 51% is a rov. Aye, it's not such a big rov. Doesn't make a difference. The Torah says, Achiram lahatol. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, I think other people explain as well, but there's a very well-known universal concept in Shas. It's called Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka. What does that mean? That when you have a rov battling against the Chazaka, right? You have a Cheskas Isra, something which we assume is Asr. For example, a live animal. A live animal is Asr, right? A live animal is Asr while it's alive. Some guy came along and shechted the animal. We look at it, looks like a good shechita. Where's the guy? He's gone. We don't know where he is. So there, you would have a rove. As the Gemara says, rove people who shech, they know what they're doing. So you have a rove. You have a miut of people who don't know what they're doing. Now, says this concept of smoke miut l'chazaka, the miut of people who don't know what they're doing, what is that miut saying? And me saying is, it did not become kosher. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. He messed up. It did not become kosher. Well, if that's the case, the miut and the chazaka that says, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. What do you mean it's not kosher? But it was shechted. Obviously something's wrong with the shechit because I know it's not kosher, says the chazaka. That means that the chazaka and the miut are both speaking the same language. The language is, it's asur. Smoch miut le chazaka says you take the miut, you put it on the same side of the fence with the chazaka. Now you have a miut and a chazaka on one side. You have the rov on the other side. There, the rov maybe can't speak. The rov should not be able to speak because now it's a standoff. When the Torah said after Rab Lahatos, it doesn't talk about a case where you have smoke miut le chazaka. So perhaps that's pshat in Iran. And the Ran says the difference between a big miut and a small miut, if it's a small miut, it doesn't get together with the chazaka. You don't say smoch miut le chazaka with a small miut. If it's a big miut, 30% miut, oh, that's a real voice. There you say smoch miut le chazaka, and the miut, that's 30%, gets together with the chazaka, fights the rov, and lechatchila you can't listen to that rov. If the Eved you can, and the Aruch HaShulchan deals with that kasha, what happened to work with the Eved? That's shot in the run. So maybe we can perhaps change the Beis Yosef slightly. The Beis Yosef is asking, what's the difference between the case of Bdikas Chametz and the case of Trefos? So it sounds like the Ran's kasha. And the Ran's answer should apply. Perhaps the Beis Yosef means something else. Beis Yosef is asking, what's the difference between the two when it comes to the case of the Yudches Trefos, the Trefos case? Right? The Trefos case, we don't have to look into it. We follow the Rov. How could you follow a Rov? You should be Mavara. No, the Ran says because it's a small percentage. If it's a small percentage, you're not Mavara. What do you mean? Don't you know, said the Reish Yosef, there's a concept called smoke miut le chazaka. So how come you don't do smoke miut le chazaka for all those Trefos? So the Ran would stand there and say, well, you don't do smoke miut le chazaka when you have a small miut. So what do you do? Oh, if you don't have smoke miut le chazaka, then you go right ahead and follow the rov. No problem. Oh, says the Beis Yosef, if that's the case, I have a problem when it comes to Bedikas Chametz. Because by Bedikas Chametz, just for clarity's sake and for honesty, the Shmaitzer says this pshat in this case, in the Beis Yosef, when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, there is no cheskas isur. Is a house usur? A house that wasn't checked, is it the house of that usur? Perhaps it's a shiloh, this chametz in there. It's not usur. So the Beis Yosef's kasha is, there's no cheskas isur here. So why can't you go basur the rov? What do you mean? It's a miut hamatzah, it's 30%. Kishkayach is 30%. But we know rov beats 30%. What do you mean? But rov doesn't beat 30% when it comes to the reya, to the lung? Yeah, that's because there's a cheskas isur there. The animal started out being usur. If there's a cheskas isur there, then we say smoch miut le chazaka. What kind of miut? Well, the Ran told us a 30% miut. Then that situation, okay, you have a problem, you have to be mavar, you can't use the rov. That's all if you have a cheskas isur. Says the Beis Yosef in his kasha, there's no cheskas isur here. If there's no cheskas isur here, why can't the rov speak? What do you mean? It's a miut amatzui. I don't care miut amatzui. As long as I have a rov, rov is stronger than a miut. Rov beats the miut. It's a pasuk in the Torah. What do you mean? It doesn't happen over there. That's because of smoke miut. And over here says the Beis Yosef, there shouldn't be smoke miut. That's his kasha. And why he's bringing the case of Trefos, he wants to show you that if you have a situation where you don't say smoke, you go basur rov without any question. He has to prove that. He's showing you from the case of Trefos. So what's his teretz? His teretz is, he comes up with a new chiddush. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Tov Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah underscores this point. And he says, the chiddush he's saying is, there is a chazaka here. There's a cheskas isur here. There's a cheskas chametz. The cheskas chametz is like a cheskas isur. That chazaka does get together with the miut. And you can say smoke miut to the chazaka, and therefore the rov cannot work. So I'll leave it right here. I'll just tell you, there is a question on this. Yesh li Yashir. Yashir Kayach. Have a wonderful Yom Tov.
Whoever has a wife, they will have a wife. And then the wife is trying to go to work.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Sure. Why? Why?